I apologize.
No, you got it.
No, it wasn't on mute. I lost the connection. The connection was lost. Right as because Christian called in and he knocked me out. Christian called in and it was like,
all
right,
so,
fuck you.
Sorry, folks. Sorry.
The instant he called in, knocked me. Yes, you are. You should be.
You're wrong.
This is the East Coast. The East Coast Party Cast. How long was silent?
Well, about 8 seconds. Not long.
Oh, eight seconds. Good. Okay, good.
That's long. Longer than that.
Well, welcome, everyone, to the East Coast Party Cast, and I'm President Hollywood Tony P, and on the line with me is Lou from Brooklyn. Lou! Hello, Lou.
Hello. I say hello, everybody. How is everybody in the world?
And for the people out there who don't know, Lou is my father. And somebody who's no relation to me, we have Chuck-a-Buck Chuck. Of the World Federation Podcast Network. Chuck, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Tony P. It's great to have you. Great to have you back, bud.
I know. We'll try to do this as much as we can. And the man who booted me out and caused 8 seconds of silence, the guru. No, what's it? No, it's not the guru. It's the Maharaji. The Swami.
Yes, I am the Swami, Christian from Philly, and I can't help that my greatness. It's so great. I can't help it. I'm just too great. I'm sorry.
It sounds,
my friend, but it's my greatness.
It sounded like you called yourself the swap meet. So we'll call you the swap meet, yeah. Christians, Philly. So bring your collectibles to the swap meet in Philly.
I'm the swap meet.
Swap meet.
Boy, we haven't done this in a while. This is good. I like this.
Dollar store. All right. Well, okay. So everybody, we're doing a WrestleMania prediction show. So let's start.
Like a WrestleMania preview, right?
Yeah. Tonight and SmackDown is going to be the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I don't know who's in it because I haven't really been paying attention. But let's go to.
Isn't there also a match with New Day against who are they who? They
have I
out
have
with
no
who?
Idea, but let's talk about the Andre.
What the hell is the name of the guys they're wrestling?
They're wrestling AJ Styles and Omos.
Right. Omos' first match, or he had one already.
Yeah,
that guy is huge.
This is his first official in-ring match. This Saturday or Sunday.
What
I don't
do you
know
about that
on.
Guy? Was he a football player or in other sports?
I don't know about his background, but he was in NXT and the Performance Center, so he has been training. But I don't know about his background.
But his background must be known somewhere on the internet, because they've been training him for months now.
Yeah.
He huge.
Well, well, let's see if it pays off.
All right, so your prediction for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is talk about another match. All right, Chuck, who do you think is going to win the Battle Royal?
I think it's going to be that Shorty G.
You think
so? Well, who's in it? How do you? Who's in it? Where are we going to find that?
WWE.
I have the list, gentlemen.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
All right, so Jey Uso, the rest of Retribution or X Retribution, you know, Ali and then T-Bar and
all
the people in the mask. Baron Corbin, who just lost.
Yeah.
It's none of the people from the tag match, so they're not in it. It's just the rest of the jobbers, you know, people who are not going to be in the WrestleMania.
Yeah. They
Jey
used
Uso's
to make a big
so, you know,
deal what? Out of that with this Andre the Giant. Now they're giving other wrestlers a chance at it. I noticed that.
But it's not the pay-per-view. It's tonight on SmackDown.
It's on
it's
tonight.
No, it kills your career. Who's won it and did anything? Like, I mean, look, Cesaro won, Big Show won, Corbin won, Mojo Rawley won, Matt Hardy won. Braun Strowman is the only one who's still there. And Cesaro,
that's
I guess he's doing good now, right?
Cesaro was the only one who profited the most because at least he had multiple tag team title runs. And, you know, he's a good wrestler, so he's the only
one
who profited this.
After it, I don't think he got that big a push as he was. None of these people, after they won, really started doing anything. Corbin,
right. He
didn't do anything until he got King, and he's still wearing out that gimmick.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you something. Last night was the Hall of Fame. Was it last night?
No, It was Wednesday.
RVD.
Oh, shit. I missed out on Wednesday
night. But isn't RVD wrestling Impact or whatever, I see him on. So it doesn't matter no more, right?
No.
Chuck, did you say Jey Uso? I think I'm going to go with that too because I guess he's part of storylines, right? So it makes sense that they're pushing him over his alcoholic brother. So
his brother isn't even wrestling. Where's he? Is that why you don't see his brother?
No,
it's not. What is he on the Bowery? His brother. He's on skid row.
Apparently he's injured. I don't know how long this injury is going to last, but it's been like months. He comes back occasionally on TV, but he won't wrestle.
I love his father, Rikishi. Wow.
Let's call Betty Ford and see how long his injury is going to take.
Yes.
Right.
Christian, who do you think?
Put me down for Jey Uso. Yeah, Jey Uso.
Who will I pick? I'm gonna pick Jey Uso too because he's the only guy he's the only important guy in this battle royal.
How many people are in the battle royal? Did they tell
you? I don't know, around 20 to 30.
Oh wow!
Just call off the list. Call off the list. Call just recite them.
Yeah, he didn't give the list.
Recite them. All of them.
All right, I'm gonna get the list right now. Hold on for a minute because SmackDown. Cool. These people are a bunch of jobbers, I tell you what, because I already said Ali and then the X-rated, you know, X-members, Retribution, you know, Mace, I don't understand why.
Lucha's are in there too, right?
Cool.
Akira Tozawa, Ali. Angel Garza.
Akira Tozawa, which I'm surprised he's still employed.
Who put
Baron Corbin, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak.
I got it.
Elias.
I got it.
He's got it now. All right.
Good.
Akira Tozawa.
You know what? Cedric Alexander, I bet you could get a shot to win.
Yeah, he's in it. Angel Garza. Drew Gulak. Elias. Eric. Grand Metalik. Humberto Carrillo, Jackson Riker, Jey Uso, Kalisto, King Corbin, Lindsay Dorado, Mace,
you know,
Murphy,
I have a feeling somebody like
Push Elias. I'm changing it.
Elias.
Elias. I'm changing it. Screw
they're
Jay Uso.
Push somebody now. Somebody that's like lower
Elias
level.
Elias is top tier. Elias is Intercontinental United
right.
States Championship
so
material.
I don't think you'll win. Why
not? That's a good push, right? They
yeah,
see it as a push.
A guy like Drew Gulak, made, you know, they're going to like
Gabba
reinvent
Gulak.
Somebody.
Remember Gabba Gulak?
There's Ricochet. There's Ricochet and Shelton Benjamin. There's also Shinsuke. There's Slapjack, T-Bar,
right.
and Tucker. That's all the people.
They're going to reinvent somebody. Somebody's going to win. You never know. Could be a surprise.
I just think they should release half of these people.
I'm going to go with Shinsuke.
Shinsuke. Is he good now? They brought back his song?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
brought
a
him back,
now.
They brought him back a little bit as a baby face, yeah. So I'm going with Shinsuke. They totally shit all over him, though. But they managed to bring him back a little bit, you know. So give him the consolation prize, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Trophy or whatever the fuck, and send him packing.
Send him packing.
We also have the Fatal 4-Way SmackDown tag titles tonight.
Fatal 4-Way?
Who's in that? Who's in that? Tell us.
Well, the only teams that have been feuding is Otis and Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio and his kid, the Street Profits, and the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Lou from Brooklyn.
That's who's probably going to win, Dolph Ziggler and Rude.
I agree. I concur with my father.
The fans like them, and they'll keep that going.
Do the fans like them?
Sure,
no,
man. Bad guys.
I hate Dolph Ziggler. Honestly, he just is a lead.
He's a pain in the ass.
It's not that they're bad. It's just that they're boring. They're the most generic, boring.
The same old, same old, right. That's what everybody says. Very predictable.
Who are the others?
The others are Street Profits, Rey Mysterio and his kid, and Otis and Chad Gable.
Rey Mysterio's son has to work out with weights, build his upper body. He does.
I think Rey Mysterio's son is boring.
I know, man, and that's what I'm saying. Why don't they reinvent this kid, man? Really, make him go in the gym.
He's
he
a
knows
loser in my
all the moves. His father is an old.
This kid
like
doesn't impress
man.
Me at all.
He doesn't, but he could if he. He's not putting it all into. He's running on his father's resume, man. That's all.
That's
it is.
What I told. I told Chuck. That's what I told Chuck too on this. I keep telling him on Fatal 4, which you can listen to on Tuesday. This kid is just a clone of Rey Mysterio. He's not original. He's cookie cutter.
Right?
He's boring.
That's right.
And let's not forget that he's also a loser because he rarely wins any matches. He's
right.
a loser.
And right, his father, when he wrestles with his father, right, they do the double 619, right, and that's it. Even though, you know, he jumps over top rope and all that.
Which also the 619.
Okay. We have two whole nights. We have two whole nights of WrestleMania to get through 27 whole hours in a WrestleMania jam packed with promos and still shots and the repeated promo over and over and over and over and over again. So now we can move on to day one of WrestleMania, right? We got that. Oh no.
Yeah. Let me ask
you
a question. How many people are they going to allow at Tropicana Field?
Well, it's not in Tropicana. It's going to be in the James Stadium this year.
So tonight it's at Tropicana Field. It was
yes.
in the paper. Yeah. So what do they allow as far as in Florida? 50%, 20%?
They're supposed to allow like 30,000 people at WrestleMania.
They will be 30,000.
All right, Chuck.
Actually,
it'll only be
25,000.
Right.
Chuck, who's winning? Before we move on quickly, who's winning the tag title?
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to say, Rey Mysterio and his son.
You think
Rey
so?
And his son.
Yeah. Just to be different, guys.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna win it. The son,
Christian,
and the father.
I say they win it too because it's WrestleMania SmackDown, because you know this is like the pre-show of the WrestleMania. Yeah, they win it for sympathy points. They win it.
Right.
All right. Day one of WrestleMania, night one. Let's go match by match. The hell is going on? Women's tag team champion. Is that on the? Why is that on the main card and not the?
Because it's what's her name? What the hell's her name, man?
Who are they paying? Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus
Nia Jax. You know what? Nia Jax is just a big monster woman that really doesn't have any. All she does is bang into people, right? She doesn't. You don't impress me. You know that.
We can't talk about this match yet because there's a tag team turmoil match first.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
What does that mean? What is the tag team?
Well, because they've been doing the storyline with all the women tag divisions, now they're doing a tag team turmoil to see who faces the tag champs in night two. So that's what I said.
I just asked you who's going to face them. So who is going to face?
Mandy Rhodes and Dana Brooke versus Naomi and Lana versus the Riot Squad versus Natalya and Tamina.
Oh, Vicky.
And versus the newly added team out of nowhere, Carmella and Billy Kay.
Carmella, yeah. Huh? I like the, what was the second one you said?
Lana Naomi.
No, yeah, I say Beaky. I say Beaky's doing it.
One of her partners moved to another league, didn't she?
Yeah, Rusev went to AEW.
No, the chick that was with Beaky. They used to have three of them, remember? And I think either one or two left.
Fired. Oh, no, she got fired.
They put the ugliest people together. Like, ugly, like, why do they think
they
that ugly women
kid.
Belong with ugly women?
I don't know.
And you know,
the manliest, women I've ever seen. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I like manly women.
What's her name? I think the winners are
going to be Carmella
Jimmy Snuka's daughter.
And,
what's her name? Jimmy Snuka's daughter.
Oh, Tamina Snuka.
I still don't know why she's still employed. She's terrible.
I think Lana and Glow Girl are going to win everything. They're going to beat Beaky and them. They're going to beat Shayna Baszler, because Beaky and whoever's going to come in and interfere or something, and then it's going to lead to them or something.
Not that it matters.
When
Shayna Baszler wrestles, it looks like she just wants to start not wrestling and do mixed martial arts.
Is it rude to call her She-Male Baszler? She-Male? She-Male Baszler?
No.
But
she looks
like she has a boyfriend, man. I'm telling you.
She looks like, who does she look like, Christian? Chris Benoit to me.
Yeah, but she's not gay. She just puts on the persona.
A big toe she looks like?
Yeah.
She looks like Chris Benoit.
So the team I'm picking to win this tag turmoil is Carmella and Billy Kay, because they're the only team who hasn't faced the tag champions yet.
The reason
all
I'm
the rest
picking
of these
Carmella
already...
and Billy Kay is because I think Carmella and Billy Kay, this is a new storyline that they're going to start building on. Billy Kay is going to be Carmella's sommelier, because that black guy is now with Nia Jax. So I think that
what happened to why did why well, what happened to the two girls from Australia? Why did they split up?
Oh, one of them left.
I don't know. They never gave an explanation why they broke the team up.
One, I
on
think,
TV.
Is gone, and one is only still wrestling. The one that now.
Okay, so
like,
who leaves WrestleMania? The women's tag team champions, Lou from Brooklyn.
Who?
Carmella.
You know, Carmella hasn't been in the spotlight.
You say they're gonna beat Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
I think so. Yeah.
So they're going to beat, they're going to win the turmoil and then win. Okay, Chuck.
Man, that's a good guess. That's a very good guess, but I don't see it that way. I see Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler dominating at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And by the way, can we talk about my man crush for Nia Jax for a minute? I mean, she's just looking really hot lately.
Well,
oh, God. The reason why I'm picking Carmella and Billie Kay to win is because Reginald is going to help Carmella win the tag title. This is all a fucking work, and he's going to help them win the tag belt.
Well, there you go.
The
good. You got that out of the way.
All the heavyweight championships. Those are the big ones.
United.
And the one with Shane.
Well, we're not talking about that.
We'll talk about coming up. Right.
Comes, yes, the United States Championship, Matt Riddle, no, his name is Riddle now, and versus Sheamus, the champion, Lou from Brooklyn, Riddle, Riddle
Sheamus.
Me this, Riddle
It'll
me this,
Sheamus.
Sheamus, okay, Chuck, Riddle me this,
Sheamus,
yeah, bro,
Christian, Riddle me this,
bro.
Sheamus because of a consolation prize.
I'm going to say
Bro.
Sheamus 2. That's what I'm going to
say. How stupid you sound.
It's because Riddle's not doing anything with this fucking belt. He's diminished
right.
his belt. He's not doing anything with it.
Right, he just rides around on a scooter, right, and he's with Bro and all the services. Right. And
barefoot. Put some
off.
Shoes. Get a haircut, hippie. Get a haircut, please. So
and
we all the same thing. It's interesting.
Is there an intercontinental match tomorrow?
Next is. Talking about Big E versus Apollo Crews. Big E is the champion for the Intercontinental Championship. So Lou from Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you know what? If Big E ain't going to win. The other guy's going to win. I don't think that Apollo Crews will win.
Damn.
Apollo. Okay.
He's the bad guy, Crews, right?
Yeah,
he's the bad guy.
He's got a brand new gimmick. He's an African now.
Yeah.
And he
comes out with an accent. You notice that? He was speaking.
Yeah, he speaks with an accent now.
Now he has an accent.
And that's his real voice, man. And, you know, and so they got to go with this new character.
His promos are terrible now because of the accent. It's horrible.
Right. I couldn't believe when I first heard that. Comes out with an accent, with the African accent.
But it's the real him, he says.
You think so? He had pretty good English.
Okay, I don't think that Small Mala can beat Big E. So I say Big E beats Small Mala and or Bland Mala or
I wonder why
Mala.
They should have kept the three together with the New Day because the people like them better.
I'm picking Apollo to win because he needs to win this the most. He's lost to Big E 7 times now. I've counted.
Wow.
He's lost to him 7 times now. And the fact that this is his own gimmick match, a jungle drum match.
Yeah.
It's not a regular match they're facing. It's a jungle drum match. So if Big E loses, if Apollo loses to Big E in his own gimmick match, then the guy is seriously buried. So I'm picking Apollo
to win. You know
why?
You have a
win.
Point. You're right.
Yeah, but if it, is it? I would say, because you say that, I would say totally then he's losing. Totally.
You have a bunch of guys with drums.
No, I don't know. It's like a false count anywhere match or something. But he has to win. He has to win this. He has to win this match, because why did they turn this guy heel in the first place? Then he has to win.
He has to win. You're right.
He has to win. Yes, he must win. It is the most important win. He needs it to further his career. So he's going to lose. All right.
Did any of you guys ever go and get on a computer screen?
No.
No. All right. Because I noticed there's been some chicks, man, some good-looking chicks on them.
Well, Christian, you've been on
some
Raw,
chicks,
right? Did you get on?
Screen?
No, I'm not falling for Thunderdome, because Thunderdome's a scam. Most of those computer feeds that you see aren't even live recordings. Those are recorded videos.
They built that fast. You could tell. I see the ductwork and all that stuff in that little tiny stadium. But that's part of a bigger stadium. I know it. Because they show you the outside sometimes where the wrestlers walk and get interviewed.
It is.
And
they
that
split
is part
the stadium.
Of the bigger venue.
What they do is they split the stadium in half, and behind the curtains is another ring.
Right.
Behind the curtain, there's another ring, and
that's
it blocks them up.
That's
center.
That's the
WWE. No, that's just how every event goes. When you see like a Raw or whatever, half what's behind the Titantron? A whole other ring and the gorilla position.
Yes.
And when Corona is over, they'll take it down and they'll put all the people in there again.
The only reason why they have another ring is because they mostly do their backstage segment with the interviewer inside the ring. So that's the only reason why the ring's there.
You know what I like? When,
it's actually there for warming up, but that's okay because only people in the wrestling business know these things. Kevin
last
Owens
month,
versus
I like
Sammy
what they
Zane.
Did last month when they used to have the back room open match without ring ropes. Remember that? And they had the big guy at the door, and they used to have like free for all. I love that. He don't do that no more. Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
No, they constantly when they, and especially for WrestleMania, they constantly work on what's going on in the match before the match. So they're practicing in that ring with other people, right there. You know it. I'm telling
Lou,
you.
Are you
Chuck,
talking about that?
What?
Are you talking about Underground?
Remember they used to have it? I'm not sure if it was SmackDown or Raw. They used to have, like, all kinds of cigarette smoke, no ropes. Guys would jump in the ring and wrestle.
Yeah, didn't that,
one
that,
guy.
How long did that last? Chuck, how long did that last? Remember that?
No, nobody fucking liked it. Everybody shit on it, and it lasted,
maybe
about 6 weeks?
I knocked it down.
I'll tell you. It lasted 2 months.
Why did they take it away? I like that. But you know why?
What I didn't like
is they used to cut the commercials and not stay back there. You know?
It was because of the COVID thing and the pandemic and people were getting sick.
Braun Strowman used to throw people around, man. It was great. They used to put like well-known guys with all these guys that were young that you never saw. They would jump in and get thrown all over the place. Man, it was good.
Yeah, Bobby Cash and them beating the shit out of people.
That's
right.
We're gonna
take a quick break, and when we come back, we got Lou from Brooklyn, we got Chuck, the owner of the World Generation Podcast Network, Christian from Philly. I am President Hollywood Tony P. We're talking about WrestleMania.
We're gonna start going fast
and furious after this. Keep the talk to a minimum, and you're listening to the East Coast Party Cast on the World Generation Podcast.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. At Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
ready for some more wrestling talk, join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
We're back with the party kids. And dancing aside, we're going to come at this fast and furious. We got my father, Lou, from Brooklyn. I was going to play the WrestleCorp commercial, but I forgot they went out of business. But We Are Wrestling is coming back, apparently.
Is that right?
Did you know
We Are Wrestling is coming? I had no idea.
Oh, look, I'm full of scoops, man. I'm, yeah,
scoop
apparently.
Tony.
You know what I
wow.
used to like when I used to give the recipes for food, right? Remember that?
Recipe. Prepare one for the end of the day. If you don't want,
one good if you want me to give one.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'll give it to you at the end if you want.
At the end. But let's fast and furious go through this. Does Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, let's go to Lou from Brooklyn first. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Oh,
who
Kevin
wins?
Owens wins. Unless they make they're pushing Sami Zayn, right? And who is he interviewing? Sami Zayn is the head
coach. Yeah, he was interviewing that creep from YouTube, Logan Paul.
Yeah, but he's got this persona now, poor Sami, like, you know, he's been done wrong. And you know,
he's fucking communist.
And you know what it is with Sami Zayn? I don't know. He was better off when he was with Kevin Owens as tag team, but Kevin Owens went up the scale and he went down. So Kevin Owens is never going to go back to tag team with him. I don't think so.
I don't know. It looks like they're going to form another friendship. I say that Kevin Owens is going to take the fall because he always takes the fall.
Really?
Minister, or, no. Sorry, Chuck. Chuck, I get you confused with so many other people.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens. But I got to go with, you know, I got to go with Sami Zayn on this. I think they're pushing Sami Zayn in an odd way, and yeah, I think he's going to take it.
I think it's Kevin Owens.
Christian.
I think it's going to be Kevin Owens because, first of all, Kevin's been fucking buried by Roman Reigns. He's been fucking buried for 4 pay-per-views straight. So at least having him beat Sami Zayn is a consolation win, a pity win against Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn doesn't need to win. Kevin Owens needs to win the most. The king buried by Roman.
All right. So after being set on fire, dying, resurrecting, and hypnotizing a young Alexa Bliss, the Super Fiend, burned and all, is now taking his climactic approach to Randy, the Legend Killer, and soon to be the Fiend Killer.
So I
say Randy Orton. Randy Orton's going
to... You think he's going to win?
Yes, Randy Orton is going to beat the Fiend as Alexa Bliss turns on the Fiend. And the Fiend is going to be a good guy, and... they're going to – it's a double turn. Lou.
No, the Fiend's already a good guy.
I think he's definitely losing. Yeah, I think that the Fiend, all of a sudden, he's allergic to getting burnt because no matter how much he tries to light him on fire, he still stands up and, you know. So, I don't know, man. I think the Fiend is going to win.
Yeah, the Fiend – Fiend's going to win. Randy's going to lose. The Fiend's going to win because this feud's awful. If Randy wins, what? This feud's going to continue? I don't want to see this feud no more. This feud sucks.
I like it when he talks, the Fiend.
Are we going to get a night? No. Well, what happens is Alexa Bliss will turn on The Fiend and join Randy Orton, and they'll win. And then there'll be a big dick-like snake coming down the ramp like that one year. And then that's it. And then we're.
I don't think that'll happen because she's only just started hanging.
That. I like the way that one sounds.
I like the Playhouse. When he did the playoffs.
I do see booking things good. Booking things good is good. Minister, or sorry, I keep getting you confused with this other guy. He sounds just like you, and he's on this network. Chuck, who's going to win this?
I got to go Randy Orton, man.
All right.
Why? Randy Orton's going to win this shit just because he's Randy fucking Orton. Bray Wyatt never wins. He's still, underneath all that makeup and all that fucking mask and shit, he's still Bray fucking Wyatt, who's actually still Husky fucking Harris. So, that's what it is.
How do you know? Maybe someone else will come and surprise everybody to go and help
maybe
him.
Husky Harris
besides
comes
his girlfriend.
Out.
Why, instead of calling him Husky Harris, why didn't they call him Slightly Big Boned Harris or a few extra pounds Harris? Young men's plus size.
The fact of the matter is, these matches are gonna suck. Let's not sugarcoat it. These matches are gonna suck.
Yeah. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, Women's Championship, Raw Women's Championship. Lou.
You know what? I think Asuka wins. Wait a minute. No, excuse me. I know the match and the two chicks. It's going to be Rhea Ripley, the Australian.
I thought, see, this girl, Rhea Ripley, she is perfect with Beaky. They could be the ugly sisters and just like, it's really, I can't tell you how many ugly
she's
women.
She's a big,
tall kid.
I hadn't thought of that. But that makes great sense. They look so much alike. They're so ugly together. They could just be ugly.
They should have called them the Butt Sisters.
The Butt Sisters.
Anything
butt
her face. Butt Sisters!
No,
nobody could take the title away from Charlotte Flair because she looks like the man of them all. She looks like a man. I'm sorry.
So do we
is she still champion?
Charlotte?
She's not even there anymore.
I'm saying that Charlotte looks like the manliest of them all.
Women. Okay, so for the Raw Women's Championship, do we all agree that Rhea Ripley is ugly?
Yes, Rhea Ripley. Yes. I say she's gonna win Rhea Ripley, but it makes no sense because this feud has a 3-week build. She didn't even earn her way to get this title, so she just asked
Oscar,
and she got it.
Oscar's
she just
win.
Came from NXT not long ago.
Oscar's coming out of the garbage can, and Oscar's gonna win. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Chuck.
Did she ever learn to speak English, Asuka? Man.
She knows how to speak English. That's the thing. She knows how to speak English, but they tell her not to do it. They tell her to speak the language.
Oh, all right.
Put me down for Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. Okay, good. I was doing night two. That's very interesting. Let's go back to night one.
But even if Rhea Ripley wins, nobody's gonna care about it. Like this build up to this feud fucking sucks. Nobody's gonna care if she wins it. Oh my gosh, she won. So what? Charlotte's gonna beat her anyway when she comes back. So this is pointless. She's just a stakeholder.
Right.
Okay, so we're gonna keep the main event for everything to last, and let's go to Naomi and Lana. And oh no, we already did that. Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman in a steel cage match. I believe I predict that he throws Shane out of the cage through the cage, and Shane wins.
This this is probably going to be the best match of the night, and I bet you 10-1, like The Undertaker, someone's going through the top of the cage, through the mat. This is what's going to happen. Braun Strowman is going to choke slam him from the top of the cage, outside, through the cage, through the mat.
Through the announce table, and that's how he wins. Yes, that's how he wins.
But that's the problem, though, because then it'll prove Braun Strowman is an idiot. And that's the whole point of this feud, because Braun Strowman's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, stupid idiot, right.
But he is
so
an idiot.
Shane is going to win. Shane's going to win. He's going to power slam him through the steel cage, and then Shane wins. Braun is an idiot.
I think Braun's going to win because they got to make him win sooner or later. This guy is always on the losing end of every match.
But listen, Christian's right. I can't believe I just said that. But Braun Strowman running power slam to Shane McMahon outside through the cage, but Shane lands first, right? Is that how it works? Shane rolls off the cage and lands on the floor first.
So what is it? No, it's in the cage, but is it a 1-2-3 match or anything goes? What is it? No holds barred? What kind of match is this?
Pinfall. It's a cage match.
Whoever leaves the cage first wins.
They should have done it.
And you know it's not good because Shane is limited to do his spots that he always does, his crazy spots. So they should have picked a Hell in a Cell instead of a fucking steel cage. I don't know why they picked a steel cage.
I still say Braun's
going to
throw him from the top, and he's going to walk out the door, man, and be the winner, Braun Strowman.
But if Braun throws him from the top of the cage or outside the cage through,
and then he'll just climb down and walk right out the gate door, Braun Strowman.
Yeah, if Braun takes him from the top down to the mat and then goes out, yes.
Right.
All right.
And he may even
everybody,
go through the mat.
Let's move on to the Raw. Did we get everybody's prediction? Chuck, God, you and this guy.
Did I say Braun Strowman?
No,
I think you were going to go with Shane.
Put me down for Shane.
Yeah.
They all go for Shane except me.
There you go. AJ Styles versus Edward James Olmos. AJ Styles and Edward James Olmos. Sorry. He's tag teaming
they
with Mr. Escalante.
Man. What kind of name is that for a wrestler?
EJ and AJ win. Put me down for EJ and AJ.
I think they're going to beat. They're going to beat these guys. Yep.
Well, I think the New Day is going to turn heel. So the New Day loses the title and they break up.
I don't think they could ever turn heel, man. Really.
Why not? Then you're going to have Kofi and Xavier feud for a while, and then Xavier can come out as the heel.
Because they're a popular good guy group. Yeah. Well,
they're not really popular anymore. I'm kind of sick of the New Day at this point. I'm sick of them already. I'm picking AJ and almost win because I'm sick of this fucking group. Dead by now. In years. And I think Xavier is going to turn on Kofi.
Fucking sick of him.
Hey, that's Oliver.
That's not Oliver. That's a sound effect.
The interesting one, Kofi is the one who turns heel and, you know, says, I was WWE champion without you two. Now
someone's going to turn heel.
Why not? That's good. It's a good idea. Anyway, okay. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. And I don't care. I think Seth wins.
Seth wins?
I think he wins, beats Cesaro.
I picked Cesaro's win because it's predictable.
I can't see them making Seth Rollins lose. Because bad guy has to win, you know, in WrestleMania, right? A heel has
to win. Not him? His character stinks.
You don't like his character, right?
They pushing Cesaro? What are they doing with him? Has he been winning?
They're pushing Cesaro.
They're pushing for Cesaro. Cesaro's going to win. This is predictable.
No.
One of the matches where you know ahead of time, right? We'll see.
They are pushing Cesaro, but the thing is, and I know the other guy that sounds like me went for fucking Cesaro on the other show.
but put me down for
fucking Seth Rollins, because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that's fucking
why?
Cesaro's fucking glass ceiling is right there. He can't beat Seth Rollins in a big match. That's his fucking glass ceiling, dude.
At WrestleMania?
If he beats Seth Rollins, then what? He's going to go to fucking, he's going to be in the top tier fucking challengers now? Cesaro's
no.
a mid-card
no.
guy.
Don't forget,
so
Cesaro's been embarrassing him every week. Spinning him around
yeah.
and embarrassing him. So he's been getting
true.
Beat up
yeah.
by him. So you know what happens. Seth Rollins wins.
Seth Rollins. Everybody but Christian is in agreement. Good. Sasha Banks.
Why you're picking Seth Rollins.
Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. I say Sasha Banks. I almost say this when she would lose. I think Bianca is spunky enough where she's black, it's in. I think that's the way to go.
Cesaro could really spin her around with that ponytail. That would be great.
Yeah.
I would pay to see that, man. Hey.
Yeah, round and round she goes. Where's she stopping?
Remember the two guys with the Coke cups, the red cup? He used to come out with those.
Now listen, I missed so much that I thought you were going to say cocaine.
No.
What are they doing?
Christian knows what
the
I mean, right?
Pocket.
Listen, we're not talking about the Bad Bunny match. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Coke match in a second. Okay.
No, the guy with the Coke. Talking about Bianca's friend.
Yeah, Bianca used
pocket.
To be... Like, yeah, she used to come out with them. Yep.
Yeah.
When she first came around.
Were they at a party?
Put me down for Bianca Belair.
Put me down for Bianca, too, but let's be honest, this feud fucking sucks. This build-up fucking sucks. Nobody gives a fuck about this thing. Put me down for Bianca anyway. Honestly,
Bianca Belair, we're... Unanimous. It is a unanimous consent. All right. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. And I just feel bad for The Miz and Morrison because they're going to lose to somebody who has the worst promo.
Yeah.
Listen, I watched Raw the other day. I watched it, and I saw that promo, and that dude does not belong in a ring. He does not belong on a mic. I don't know how he has any talent. This is not any good.
I would prefer
the actual freaking Bunny to this. I don't care. And when Miz loses, he should leave. He has his own television show. He should tell Vince, kiss my ass. I've been here for 30 fucking years, and you make me lose to a fucking Bad Bunny that isn't even the best Bunny.
I think he wants to lose because he says he's more popular when he's a bad guy, Miz. I don't like the Miz's character.
Not at this time, no. He's not popular right now. Not at this stage.
Soy campeon.
No.
And another thing, don't the people know that Bad Bunny doesn't have a car like that? He can't afford that. Come on.
Destroy me, Pete.
That's car.
Are you making fun of me, man?
All they do is take a hose and wash it off. That's not real paint. They're not going to do that to a new
body. That's what she said. All they do is take it off and wash it off.
It washes right off.
Right off.
That car, I'm not sure if it's his or not, but he had been using it in other segments, as you remember, he drove in that car originally several weeks back and shit.
Yeah, but they probably let him drive it from the edge of the driveway down.
It's water-based paint. Water-based
paint, or maybe even fucking watercolor.
And they said it's a $3 million car. Is that true?
It's probably not.
It could be true. It could be, though.
No, here's what
it is.
Let me tell you an inside scoop here. There are places who have cars that they are on chassis that they put expensive cars on top of those chassis to sell them for TV, prop rental, movie rental, where underneath they're not the car with the engine and whatever.
Oh, you're saying that's not a Bugatti. It's just a fraud thing.
If they rented it and they got insurance, it might have been. But I don't think anybody would say, we're going to paint a thing on the – they'll be like, I'm not giving you the – you know, like, screw you.
Unless they know it's water paint
that washes off. Right.
You're going to use paint. Yeah, but even then, if I had a Bugatti, I wouldn't be like, hey, yeah, you can use it. And they're like, oh, we're going to put paint all over the hood. I'm like, you can't use it.
I wouldn't let no one touch it.
Can't use it. All right, so who's going to win? I say Bad Bunny. Lou.
Bad Bunny. Yeah. They're going to win Bad Bunny and his partner for sure. I hate the Miz's character. It makes you want to hate him. Because, you know,
you got to admit it.
He's
I hate the Miz because he's terrible right now. I hate the Miz.
They're
going to
break up
right
those
now.
Two guys. Those two guys are going to break up. I know what's going to happen. Miz and his partner are going to break up. They're going to be a feud within the next month or two.
Okay.
I love the Miz. Unfortunately, I think that, you know, they misused him for this segment. But the thing about it is, though, Bad Bunny, whether you guys know it or not, he's a fucking huge superstar right now.
Yeah, does he?
Really
he's
fucking
superstar
big.
For now.
How many hit records does he ever have? This kid.
I don't know, but he's already won Grammys and shit, so he's right now.
So he's a millionaire.
It doesn't matter how long
he is. I
don't
give a shit. I don't give a shit how nice. I don't give a shit. Listen, I don't give a shit. You take all the shit in the world and make it into a sculpture, and it's the nicest sculpture in the world, but it's made of a pile of shit. I am not going to cart that in front of television. I don't give a fuck how many people worship that pile of shit. Because you know what? My product is much more valuable, and I'm not going to get any more viewers. They have to get the Cock Network. It's on the Cock Network. Get the Cock Network. So people who have the Cock Network already know about Cock Network.
But Bad Bunny's going to wrestle that little skinny kid.
So Bad Bunny's going to win the fucking match. There's no way he does it.
He's going to do all the wrestling.
He's bringing in different eyes. He's gonna be on the fucking in the Hall of Fame and all that shit. And so you know, it's just that's just what it is. As much as you hate it,
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
So, Christian.
I don't give a fuck.
We got two more matches. Christian, who do you think?
Bad Bunny and his fucking partner's gonna win.
That's right.
And everybody knows that it really should have been the Bunny. Put him in the bunny suit, had him come out, I'm the bunny, I'm Bad Bunny. You could have had him in the bunny suit, and that would have been perfect. Okay, main event, night one. It's going to be Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, and I'm going to tell you, Bobby Lashley is going to take it. Let's go to Lou from Brooklyn.
I think Bobby Lashley, because he just won this title, they're not going to make him lose it. And
that's what I say, too.
He's got his shot.
Bobby
now
Lashley.
Leo Rush has come back.
I love the moon face. I love
he was on the challenge.
Bobby Lashley with the mean mugging. Whoa, that's great when he does that.
I hate to say it to you guys, but since they broke up the Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley's losing. The only reason why they gave Bobby Lashley the title was because they wanted Drew McIntyre to win in front of fans. That's why.
Really? Even though he just won this title? You think that...
it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, they don't care. They would sacrifice two title reigns just to give Drew McIntyre a third title reign. They don't care.
But they're not going to do that again because Miz just had a short title reign. They're not going to do that. They're not going to have a second because it devalues the belt. Even with like the Strowman's short reign, it just I don't think they're going to do that. But
they got
he's got to
keep this belt another couple of months at least.
Chuck, did you give us your?
Let me tell you this.
Yes, Bobby Lashley.
Lashley will have this belt right up until SummerSlam.
Brock Lesnar comes out.
Yeah. You want to have that.
Well, we don't even know if this match is going to be even the main event, because I heard rumors that this is going to be the first match on the show.
Well, whatever, but listen, everybody wanted Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. So, yes, Bobby Lashley is going to win because, like my dad said, SummerSlam is going to come and Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley for the title at SummerSlam. Oh, my God. Let's move on to the real main event of the night, of the second night, Roman Reigns versus the Royal Rumble winner Edge versus inserted here Daniel Bryan.
You know what? You know what? It's not going to be Roman. It's going to be Edge. I have a feeling Edge will win.
Edge will win by pinning Daniel Bryan. Yes,
I don't know
agree.
How, but yeah. It doesn't fare well for Roman with the three.
Yeah, I don't care. His character fucking sucks. Okay, Roman sucks.
Roman Reigns, right? He became a heel.
So, Christian, who do you got?
Paul Heyman. Yeah.
I'm picking Edge to win because Daniel Bryan is a schmuck and he's the one who's going to take the pinfall, making Roman strong, and then Roman's just going to win it back to the next pay per view. So none of this matters. Edge is going to win.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Put me down for the head of the table.
Why?
Roman Reigns. And on that note,
he is the head of the table.
I think Edge will win. You know why? Because Edge is back. He's not just wrestling every, like, months apart. He's been wrestling every week.
Well, we come to the point in the show now where Lou is going to give us his recipe. So let's take
a simple recipe.
And
you guys,
Lou,
like
with
duck
the
press. I make duck breasts. You score them when they take them out of the package. You score them not through the flesh, just through the skin, at like every half inch or a little less. And then
you
make like a tic-tac-toe pattern, right? And you put it in the frying pan, nonstick if you have, and just like sear them off on both sides. And then you get like you make your own sauce if you want, or you get plum sauce. They're delicious, man. Oh, great.
Duck.
Did you say duck breast?
Duck breast, man. Got to try them. And you eat them medium well or medium. And you know what? You can't get salmonella from duck breast. Not like chicken. I got to like them. I was turned on to them, and I like it.
Low right. heat, medium heat, what kind of heat on the stove top?
Oh, you just keep it on a medium heat, and you sear the skin part first, just salt and pepper, right, on either side, and you sear it until you get a crispy skin, then you turn it over on the flesh side, and you sear it over there, and you can tell when it's medium well or medium, and that is delicious with a plum sauce or something. Oh, man. You ever see the cooks cook them on television? They're delicious, man. Are you kidding me? Yep.
And Lou.
All right. I have another one. It's like pesto. Pesto's, you boil up some pasta, and you get the pesto in a jar. And if you have leftover roasted chicken, you chop that up in pieces, and you put it in, and you mix it with the pesto. With some Romano cheese, that's delicious also.
All right, two recipes for the price of one. Thank you, everyone, for listening to WrestleMania 37 predictions. Let's go to Christian first. Close yourself out.
Yeah, thanks for listening into the show. See you all next Friday afternoon, 12 p.m. for this show, and then see you on Tuesday for Fatal 4 Radio. And also, you this weekend, this coming WrestleMania weekend, where I do post WrestleMania shows with my two co-hosts. So
I didn't ask you guys. Do you guys belong to the Peacock Network?
Cock Network.
Hold on,
Cock Network. And of course, Chuck Amuck. Cool yourself
yeah,
out.
Thanks for listening to the show. Great, great show today, guys, by the way. Thank you, Lou,
really?
For joining us and Christian
fun.
From Philly. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. And we're going to do a post as well sometime next week, maybe.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down. It's up to my son. I'm down.
But we're not going we'll to do this show. We're not going to do it on Friday every week. The party cast is usually on a Thursday.
You can do it on Saturday. You can do it any day. I don't care.
Any day. Lou, we're going to talk
yeah.
wrestling. Talking
we'll get
wrestling
together and do a post show on that. And, yeah, tune in to Kristen's shows coming up this weekend after WrestleMania each night. So, yeah, we'll see you. Peace, motherfuckers.
Right.
Chuck them up.
We went on the air at 20 to 12, and it's already 1 o'clock. We had a good time. Time flies when you're having a good time.
All right, Dad, do you have anything to say to people before
had a
go?
Lot of fun today. Very much so. If anybody else is listening, call in.
Call in the next
like
time,
input.
Ladies and gentlemen. Lou from Brooklyn. And I am President Hollywood Tony P, and Javi C and I will be back on Thursday nights regularly. Starting next week, we're going to talk about the All-Star Game being moved to here, where we are in Colorado.
Yeah,
we'll talk about opening day,
they
season.
They shouldn't mix sports and politics. That's bull.
Well, yeah, but whatever.
What
the Home Run Derby is going to be good. We'll talk about independent wrestling and, of course, WrestleMania 37 results. And, of course, analysis from two of the Colorado wrestling legends, me, Hollywood Tony P, and
hey,
Javi C.
Hey, the Mets won yesterday. Let's go Mets. Yay.
All right. So, everybody, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the East Coast Party Cast. I'm Hollywood Tony P. We're out.
5
is alive.